I just tell you, I mean, this is an extremely, extremely difficult piece of ground. Extremely difficult piece of ground. At least for me it was. So, I don't expect anybody to get the scars too quickly. I mean, I thought about this for days. So, I'm not saying somebody can't come up with a story quickly, but it wasn't easy. So, we're just going to try to take it step by step. And we'll see. We'll see if my story works out or not. Okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, don't feel like, it's not the type of thing like, they're trying to give you a little side, we'll do a little side tomorrow, one little flip tomorrow here, there. This is not like that. This is a little more complicated. All right. But I think it comes out with an interesting idea. So let's start. Got the dot there? Isaac, you prepared this morning?
Yeah.
How far did you get?
Did the cow die?
Huh? Did the cow die?
No, we didn't get there.
Didn't get there? Okay. All right, 1-3. Johnny?
Didn't work. It says, above the yard, touch the bottom. We'll make the direction. So he was made a similar and went out of the swamp and died in that level. This is the body between Rabba Amar, Rabba between the Rabba Amar, Potter. It was Potter.
Alright. Okay. Yeah. So what are we talking about here?
Right.
So he's a showman. And he's guarding a cow.
Then he
would
just ask to watch it.
No.
He's renting it.
He's renting it, or he's a showman, right? So there's not much of a difference between those two. So what's the halacha? So what's the case? He's watching this cow. He's watching the cow, and the cow, and he was a poshea. What's posha? Posha bo? Negligence. So what was his negligence?
He didn't lock it up
properly. Okay, and what happened? It went out the yotzos la'agam. It went out to the box. Right. What's the agam? Rashi. Did you do that, Johnny? The Yotzos
Lahagam?
It is not guarded there from these things. The parlor is not going to be protected from marauding wolves and thieves. Okay. Umiu.
However, though, he was not eaten by wolves and not stolen.
Okay. So, what did happen to this cow? Mesa.
It died. That the beginning was negligent.
Shema Yisrael Fuhu Zayim. Shema Yisrael Fuhu Zayim, right?
So
we're actually dropped down to one case for now. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't need to keep repeating both cases. The Sofo Lo of the Ba'os of Shia El Vidal Rashi Ones. So it's classic. It happens all the time. Guys,
what sort of Ba'os are you doing here?
Ba'os of Shia. Right, that Shia.
It goes to what? Another Shia?
Yeah. As opposed to another Shia?
Which you could be paying for.
No, as opposed to another way means dying.
But no, but that would be taken out of Shia.
So for law of the Osef Shia, didn't die from that, the death didn't stem from that act of negligence.
Rather from Ones.
Rather from Ones.
You figured it rather from another act of negligence.
Rather from something that was an Ones. It wasn't something that was related to his Shia. It was
an Ones. It wasn't
related
to the Shia.
The Shia? Which Shia would it be?
It
would have to be that Shia.
Any Shia, you didn't think it was what it was.
No, if it was a Shia that was, what do you mean, any Shia?
He was, but what's a Shia?
Because it has to be a Shia, it has to be a Shia that put the cow in this situation, right? And that's part of the factor here. It's a Shia that put the cow in this situation, but what you're worried about happening to the cow from the Shia didn't occur. Instead, something that was, what would you call it, Ones? Okay. Yeah. Right. So what does he say? So that's the question. So what's the question? The guy started out, he was a showman. He was negligent in his duty as a showman. Right? And why was he negligent? Because he put the cow in a certain danger. And if it would have died from that danger, he definitely would be chayav. Correct? But it turns out that although it was exposed to that danger, it died from a completely extraneous cause. And that cause he's putter for. Right? So if there's putter, the shomer suffers putter if the animal dies naturally. It just dies. Okay? So that's the question. It's hard to frame the question, though. I mean, that's the case. The case is, started out with a Shia, started out being negligent, and you wound up that the cause, that the ultimate harm wasn't from the negligence, but it was an extraneous source. Okay? So it seemed partial. The guy should be partial. I mean, what's your first reaction? Can I have a little question? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, people are negative all the time. Things don't happen.
Are you telling me that if he stayed in the pen or whatever, then he was that open?
All right, that's where it gets a little bit deep. Okay, let's see. So that's the case. Parsha bo v'yotzos la'anam v'meisa kedakra. So now, Abaye mishmei derav ha'omar chayav. Right? Go ahead.
Abaye mishmei derav ha'omar chayav.
And then Rabba Mishmei the Rabba Omer Potter. So the Machlokas, Abaye says in this case, in the name of Rabba that he's Chayav, the Shomer is Chayav, and Rabba says in the name of Rabba that he's Potter. And not only that, not just a simple matter of being Chayav or Potter in this case, it has to do with your whole, legitimacy of a Dayan. Right? Go ahead. So not only does the Bible say that Rabbah said that you're chayav, right? But he said if you don't judge like this, any dayan that doesn't judge like this is not even a dayan. And this is an interesting statement. Why can't it be? Is he just wrong in this one case? Wrong in this one case. Nope, he's not a dying. He's not a dying. Okay, and Rava, they both were in agreement about that. Right? That whatever Rava said, he was ecstatic about it. Okay. And Rava said that what? Potter. Rava, right? Rava said, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So not only, certainly, if you hold in general, but even if you say in general that you're Pater, here you're Chayav. Why?
Okay.
Let's take a look at the case. Let's take a look at the main case of Chilas of Shia of Tzavah.
Is that Kol Diana Demon is that? But is Abai, Arabai and Rabba saying that Rabba said that?
Yeah.
Or Abai saying, I'm saying that?
No.
Okay, fine. Just saying that Rabba. It's just saying that he was very strict on his ruling at the time of the argument.
I think so.
Yeah,
it'll be nice if you can find that. Okay, let's take it, but we're not ready for that.
Why is that included in like the regular fear of going to the swampy area? Because like, the only things were, you know, the gun of them are...
Right. That's a good question. So what do you see from that? Did you take a look at the... Did you have a chance to do much preparation? Did you have a chance to prepare much?
I may have
been three quarters of the month. Did you see the rush of the
Anir
Shana? No. Huh? You said there was a rush?
One side is the top of the
Right. That's the big problem.
It doesn't seem to be that he's saying the top of the doesn't show it. And the question is whether that, you know, either existed for that swamp or whether they're long enough to encounter it or whatever it is.
But nobody really knows, that's the problem. The problem is nobody really knows what happened in that swamp. Right? I mean, if everybody went to, if the guy who went to recover the cow dropped dead, and then the guy who went to find him dropped dead, and you come to a pile of bodies, and everybody realized. <your body. laughs> But, that didn't happen. Okay, so let's take a look at the case over here. Let's take a look at the main case. So now it turns out that, and then Rava goes through also, Rava says also, that everybody agrees to this case. So it's a unique, it's one of these strange kinds of gemaras where there already is a machlokas of Tzilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin, right, that's the machlokas, and now Abaye and Rava are arguing which, Abaye and Rava are both asserting that this case is universally held. Because no matter what you hold, they're both saying that no matter what you hold by the machlokas of Tzilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin, Abaye says you're going to say Chayav here, and Rava says no matter what you say over there, you're going
to
say Pak over here. So, what you're really going to have to try to do, it would seem, is to see how each one is going to learn that machlokas, right? It's like a double machlokas. They're like arguing about how to learn that machlokas. Abaye says the way you learn that machlokas comes out that this is not a machlokas, and everybody would agree with it. And Rava says no, the way you learn that machlokas comes out this is not a machlokas, and everybody would say you're
positive. 1 second. So, the Abaye and Rava are agreeing in how you learn the case of the original case of Mitz Kedarka?
It would seem so. Mitz Kedarka is not the original case. The original case is Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin. Right? There's a case. I'm trying to get to it. There's a case. Do you see the case? It's still a case. Right? What is it called? The conical hut case. So that's the case, right? Chilas of Shia B'Sof of Onis. When you say Chilas of Shia B'Sof of Onis, you mean the conical hut. That's what you mean. Okay? And there's an Achlokas in the Gemara. There's an Achlokas in the Gemara by the conical hut, right?
Right.
One says Chayav, one says Pater. Now you have this case of the cow that escaped and died in the swamp. Right?
Right.
Abaye says, anybody who learned the case of Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin as well knows clearly that this has nothing to do with that, and everybody would agree here that Yechayev. That the Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin is not an issue over here. Everybody would agree. Even if you're Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin is his potter, you would say Chayav here too. So you see, this is not a simple case of Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin. They're arguing about a simple case of Chilasa B'Tshia B'Sofa V'Ayin, but this is a super case, right? And Rava says, put book here, that if you learn that case, if you learn that case well, then, on the contrary, you're going to say that this is a sub-case. This is not a super case. It's a sub case. It's even lower than the case of Skrof of Shia Tovah. So even if you held over there Skrof of Shia Tovah, it's just Chayav. Over here, you get a straight putter. Right? So it's a big mess. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's a big complicated mess. So how do we approach a big complicated mess like this? You got to take it day by day. So it seems that the first thing we have to do is just let's get the case straight. And then, with the help of Rashi, we'll try to see how each one is learning it differently to come out to their way. Yeah. Could be. We'll see from Rashi, okay? But however approach we're going to take, we have to first look at the basic case. There's no way that they're each saying that this is better or worse than that case, and we're not going to analyze that case. So the first step definitely is, let's take a look at that case on Mem Beis. So what's the case on Mem Beis? Hahu Gabra, right? The Afki Zuzi Gabi Chavre. Right? Who wants to read this? Who did this? You guys do this? No? Who did this? Shai? Jeremy, you did it?
Yeah, read it.
Go ahead. We are Hahu Gabra, first word on the line. Hahu. In the middle of the thick of the fat line. So the guy gave, he deposited money with his friend. And what did this friend do? He put it in this Tarifa de Orvini. So what is the Tarifa de Orvini? Small house. Like a rounded hat. The bird trap is naked to trap the birds. Okay? The Orvini means it's made out of a rubber. Okay. So what happened? Take note. It was stolen.
I'm a relative of Abagab of Inyan and Dombe in Nishruti. When you know of Shruti.
Okay. So therefore, it's going to be Gulf of Shruti of Ronis. The Chai of Ronis. Yigadami, I forgot to bring in Nur of Chiusa. Okay, so what does it mean? If you have to say Rashi, okay, so there's one fact that you need to get over here. There's one extra fact that the Rashi mentions in the other study. Right. That the best way, the most sure way of guarding money from Ganavim is burying it. And that will help you from fire too. Right? Ain't sure of Kesef Elatvura. Elatvura. Karka is the best way to protect your money. Provided, of course, you have a good treasure map. Right? So he could have.
What are you supposed to do with the treasure map? are they saying that
the guy was for sure to find money?
Oh, so one thing. So he says...
I just don't understand
what's right. Okay, one point. So even though the Indian... So in terms of Geneva putting it in the bird trap is a good shmira. Even though it's not kahura, even though it's not Fort Knox, right? It still is a shmira. The guy would be a good shomer. If he just had to be a shomer for Geneva, he'd be a good shomer if he put it in the bird house. The bird trap. Go ahead.
The next case.
Wait, Shane Ganovim. Holchem Shom Ligno. Shane Momon Matri Shom. It's a crazy place for a Ganef. If a guy is a Ganef, he's looking for money, he's not going to go picking up bird traps. That's a foolish. That'd be a foolish guy, right? So you're putting the money in a place that no one's gonna look. That's a good shmira. That's the one thing, a good shmira. So in terms of the Geneva, it's a good shmira. Okay, but in terms of the fire,
because of shmira, shemat tibos ram zeka, So
now, but in terms of fire, those things go up. Those things go up in flames. So, in terms of fire, it's not a good shmira. Apparently, the money gets damaged in the fire.
Well,
the money gets exposed. But it seems that they're saying the fire is damaging. I don't know. Good question. So therefore, what do you have? You have chiloso b'pshia. Why? Because in terms of the fire, he was a posher. He has to guard it from theft and fire. That's his job. He's a showman. Right? So he has to guard it from theft and fire. So since he put it in the place where it was exposed to fire, he was posheya legabi nura. In terms of fire, he was a posheya. Okay? But lo and behold, what happened? It was stolen. And in terms of theft, he was a good showman. Right? He's like a split personality. Good showman, bad showman. So in terms of his bad shmira, nothing happened. He was lucky. And in terms of his good shmira, something happened. So we say, so that's machlokas. Do you say chilas of a pshia v'sofa ba'onis is chayav or potter? So this is the case of chilas of a pshia v'sofa ba'onis or a nigvu. The gnev of shomachin of onisu. So our case over here is shomachin.
Right. So why is it nether there?
Because he didn't know it would occur. Right. So when he put it in that birdhouse in the bird trap. That was not a prudent thing to do. But in the end, that's right. But in the end, the thing that occurred was considered like a punishment. Yeah.
We should talk for maybe on our focus as to maybe something else.
We're not going to say it until we look at Rashi.
Since he was lacking one of those aspects, he's considered
Poshea. That's right. He's considered Poshea in terms of his Maisa. You would think this is the same case. It's a tchilas of the pshia because he let it go in place. That's not mishuma from ganavim and ze'elim. That is pshia. And it's sofa ba'ones because it died. Right?
And that pshia was holding it until that.
And that's ones.
And neva and.
What? It's pshia. And he's a shomer sofa, so he's not considered an ones from neva and neva. Right. So he's a Poshea, whatever it is, he's a Poshea, whatever it is, He's a Poshea from his neighbor, right? That's Chilas of Shia. But in the end, it died. And death, Misa Kedarka, is an Ones. So you would think, at first glance, it would, even with a long hard stare, you would still think, that is just a repeat of the old Machlokas of Shia and Ones.
Right.
But that's what's interesting. Why you and Rabbi are both saying it's not. It's not. It's either better or worse. Okay? Both agree. Now Rashi does a very good job explaining this Machlokas. Let's see. So let's see. See, I hesitate to define that Machlokas. Yeah, I just say we have to understand it. We have to see it, and we have to try to think why is it different in this case. But I don't think we should define that Machlokas now, because it's all going to be totally on how you're learning, and you have to see it. Bayi's apparently going to view it one way, and Rav is going to view it another way. So what?
Is it good? Do you think it would be good to look at a basic definition?
No.
Why not?
Because they both have different basic definitions.
I understand. So I'm saying if you already have one, you can understand. Once you recall one idea of the Machlokas, right? You can't sort of understand what has to make you do it differently, then maybe it would work in.
Yeah, but Rashi is going to give you both ways of their both of their sides. So it's going to be handed to us in a full platter in a minute. So instead of chasing down, starting with no guidance and maybe coming up with a third thing that we have no idea what we're talking about, let's take Let's take as much help as we can get. But the thing to think about, we have to try to think, we have to know the case well, so that we can compare it. And when we can compare it, the way we'll see the way that Abai is comparing it, we have to pay very close attention to the way Abai is comparing it and the way Rava is comparing it. And hopefully we can try with some the main topic. Okay, good. No. One is factually I mean, they give their reasoning. He just says, since you were a Moshe for fire, even though Gneva is not a fire, Gneva says no. Since you were a Moshe for, since you were a good shmir for Gneva, you're fine. I mean, the mind tends to go in a certain direction. How do you tend to go?
With father.
But in terms of the machlokas, what would you say? I mean, okay, you want to stop for a second? We'll think about it. What would you say? Why would you say chayav bar mitzvah?
And there's no basis to make you pay until he loses money. But once you have...
We're just waiting for the chance to make you pay.
No, there's no basis. You're losing. It's not because you did, it's because I made you money, it's because I was Moshe.
You're not chai, it's every
one. You say chia because it'll lead to certain things.
Right.
But even if
you have
a
non-chia,
what do you mean about that?
Yeah, you're not allowed to be Moshe.
You're not Moshe. I'm over that bear and you got a bad nose.
Yeah.
What happens? No. You're chai, I'm chia.
You're not chai, it's anything.
You're a putter, but you're a putter. A shomer is chai, and how many things?
A who?
A shomer, it's chai, right?
Depends
on
kind of
shomer. You shomer chinam, shomer chinam,
Let's take a look. But that's my point. It's very hard to be grounded, and you need to, you know, focus like this. I'm not sure they're just going to spend hours and hours in thinking about all the things. Very hard to know where to start. Where do you get your foothold? Without one strong foothold, you're just dangling in midair. You're not going to get up the mountain that way. Okay, good. So let's take a look at Rashi now. So now, yeah. In which stuff? Okay. Did we read the Rashi yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He says it is.
Shia, right. But that's because, right, amazing. So it is definitely, there's no question about it. He also says Shia because it could have got eaten by the, could have gotten stolen or eaten by the wolves. Right?
Right.
But he says in the end, it didn't die from that Shia. The death is not related to that Shia. But rather something that is an Ones. So it sounds like it, right? Okay, apparently we're not ready to be Dayanim. So Abaye says that what? Let's take Abaye first, right? Abaye says that even if you hold, certainly if you hold, you're chayav. Right, Rashi? Go ahead. Lo mi boi.
The
okay, so certainly if you hold like the Shita over there that we just read that says that in the case of the Sarifa de Urbani there was a Shia in terms of fire, but ultimately it was a stolen, which was an Ones, right, that you are going to be Chayav. If he holds that you're chayev over there, right, the mandam rules you're chayev over there for the ganav who stole it out of the bird trap.
Even though it's considered guarded.
Even though it's considered ganav, it was guarded, then over here you're certainly going to be chayev. We have to see what that kavachom is, right? He's saying it looks like a kavachom. Over here by the agam case, you're certainly chayev. But if you hold, in general, chilas of shia, the soul of Ones is chayav, so this is no worse than a regular tefillah, this is no worse than a tefillah of shia, or it's no better than a tefillah of shia, so of Ones. Right? Does it say the same thing? Started out as a shia, just like over there was a shia for the fire, here was a shia for the geneva. And just like over there, it was an ones, because geneva is considered an ones for shalom chinam. Over here it's an ones because the meat and basic attack is an ones for Shomer for a Sochar.
Okay, you have the additional thing of Abba Dagma.
That's why he's saying,
okay,
certainly, if you're over there, there's no Abba Dagma, Yechayev, over here, definitely. If even when there's no case like Abba Dagma, Yechayev, over here, you're still Yechayev.
Well, there's something to lose here for Abba Dagma.
No, the Agam is the swamp. Ela afilu lemandam ha-pater.
Afilu lemandam ha-pater.
Ha-pater. But even if over there you say that you're pater, right? Why are you pater over there? Go ahead. So the mandam says over there you're pater. Says you're pater. Why? Because there's only shia in terms of fire. But over here, you can even say it died because of Shia. Could be that if it was harmful, it would have died. And maybe you could say that if it would have stayed home, right, it would never have died. And the reason why it died is because it got out and went to the Agam, which was because of your Shia. Why did it get out? Because it didn't lock it up well, right? And it went into the Agam because it didn't lock it up well, right? And maybe there was a bad odor in the, a foul odor, right? in the Agam. Who said that?
I think
that's what that. Nasus is in the Agam.
Yeah,
in the
right.
Agam. What's that?
Said Bor also.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you're expert on Bora. Okay.
This is
what
the
lesson
was used by
Bora. And yeah. What, how do you know what it means over here? And how do you know what it means over here? Because like you said, in the Agam, you're not just...
There's a rush over there, though, that says something...
There's a million
lashes. No, it's only if it's a narrow bore, not if it's a wide bore.
That's because
it gets
that's
true. Purified. But it got diluted.
Right. In the big one, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course.
But anyway. So anyway, that's what he's saying. So Beta Bai is asserting, he's saying it's much worse. This is much worse. Why is it much worse? Because over there you're going to be chayav. Why? Even though it dies. Over there you're going to be chayav. By the coin, if you hold by the coin. If you hold by the coin, you're potter. Why? That's because you were a good shomer in terms of Geneva. In terms of Geneva, you were a good shomer. Right? But over here, I could say you weren't even a good shomer in terms of Aga. In terms of Mishla, you weren't a good shomer. Right? There's the one over there that says Chifu Shiv Kavon, it says Pata. That's because he's saying over there you were a good shomer by the Geneva. But over here, I'll say you were not a good shomer. In other words, Chilacho Gapshiv Asof Kavon is Pata means that we can split you up. We could say, as long as the thing that happened to it you were a good shomer for, you're Pata. No matter how reckless you were in terms of other things. Right? And I have reckless you were in those other things. If the thing that ultimately happened to it, you had a good shmira for, you puzzle.
The thing that killed it was the thing that you weren't.
That's right. But here, what killed it, quite possibly, it was the odor of the swamp. And how did it get to the swamp? Because of your shmira. Simple. Yeah, that's definitely right. Let's wait for us. Let's take a look at Rava though. Right? That's why you're saying it's much worse. Josh, it's much worse here.
That's why it wouldn't be included in the original Shia of going to the Agam.
It's included in the original Shia of going to the Agam. It is.
Oh, it is. Fine. We mentioned before though. So they're saying there could be also other things.
He's saying like this. He's saying, this is not just the Shia of the Shia of the Self of Bonus. It's the sofer as well as the pshia too.
And that was the pshia.
The pshia was it went to the swamp and it had bad smells and quite possibly died from that smell.
So then robbers and wolves were intact. So it just happened to be those are two examples we've seen before. I think those were the riyas that we set up the pshia of like don't let it go into the swamp. Yeah.
Correct.
Because we also saw this concern of the smell. Of
that's
the
apparently a much more minor concern.
So what was the reason she was up in the first that we set up the restriction don't go to let it go to the song?
That's not one of the reasons why we said don't go to the song.
Because that can come to
yes. Super, higher, above. Worse. I mean it's considered it includes this case. It's worse than this case. It's worse than the normal case of Tzilchus Shiur Tzilchus Shiur. Our case is much worse than the regular case of Tzilchus Shiur
Tzilchus.
That's right. Okay, let's take a look at Rava, because Rava is equally convincing. Rava is equally convincing, yeah. Right. Okay, but it doesn't come from acts of God, alright? That's Rava. Rava has an act of God. Good.
The Rava said it's your problem. The
Rava? The Rava? The Rava?
The
Rava?
The Rava?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the Rava, but the Rava here. And he says that Rava can't really kill. Only make, you know, an animal weaker.
No, it only got an animal weaker.
Weaker. Yeah. Tell your head, bro.
Except for the Hevel of the book.
That's
true, because if it comes back from the Agam and then dies, you're not chayav.
Right.
Right? You're going to apply you not
right.
Okay, go ahead.
Rabba.
Rabba, Amar, Patrick. Hold down
the
road, Zain, Key, Hydina,
Love,
Zain, and Hill.
Okay.
Your father. Across the board.
Lomi,
boy.
Lomi, by the way, Amar, Tashila, 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 Tashila,
no, so he says the same thing. That not only is he going to hold that by the case of the for the Orvini, he not only points to that case over there, not only points to the mandam over there that you're potter, right? Here you're certainly potter, that's obvious, right? Which the buyer obviously not agree with.
Right.
Right?
I don't know.
Huh? We have to see. But even if you hold over there, you're chayav, over here you're potter too. Why? Because we say the angel of death is not particular about the location. He just goes by time. So if it's your time, doesn't matter where you're standing. To be in the fortress or in the desert. Malachim Ovis, Mali Hoko, Mali Hoko.
But wouldn't that uproot the whole idea of being Poshaya?
So you were a Poshaya, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. But why is it different?
Right.
Let's see, Rashi. Okay. So over there, so Rashi just explained that the tzad of Yosef Shira is Chayav, right? Chayav. Correct? Alright? Because he knows the truth of Onis, he doesn't have to explain. It's putter, he knows it's also putter. But over here he's saying that how is it different? How do you learn that over there you're chayev and over here you're putter? Why? Now here Rashi brings in this key fact that over there we say the only way to actually guard the only proper shmira for tzofim is kaza. Why is that important? Yeah. Awesome, Gabi Zuzi. Im shomam ki hilchosom. Uh-oh, I wouldn't say that. Im shomam ki hilchosom. If you would have been shown them according to their law, that we hold Karka is the only full shmira in terms of Geneva, right? Then they would not have been stolen. Go ahead, continue.
They also got the panel on the Tsefa, the Orban, the Indian, and the Lucky Shon.
They're only two. So even though we really say that in terms of Geneva, it was a good Shmira, because it's an Onase, right? But nonetheless, there's still, you can say, because they weren't washed, Kedin Shirasam, which would be Karka, that's why they got lost. That's why they got lost. But this cow, no matter where it would have died. Time is up. Its time was up. Right? Time is up.
Time up. In general?
Everything has a time.
So if he was Moshiach and then I got eaten by wolves?
We don't know why time was up. That's not for us.
Was it natural death or was it caused by
time? Either way,
caused by the Malachim Ovis.
What? Either way, it's coming. So is there ever a time that
was caused by the Malachim Ovis? It was natural.
Is there a time that caused by the Malachim Ovis?
Well, apparently the Avon you wouldn't say he has Malachim Ovis. Right? Because then you know it's
yeah,
his
mother.
Well,
the only question is,
Mesa Kedarka means it died naturally. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
I would just understand what that means.
That's the south, right?
I know the south smells, but what's the other thing that it does do it? It doesn't kill it.
Oh, there's something else now.
Mm-hmm. You said it doesn't kill it, it does something else.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm sorry? Okay, but that doesn't help us understand anything.
We don't just read things
that are related. We try to read things that help us understand the idea.
How did you know that reading?
But you did read it, and you're still talking about it. That's the problem. You can't fault me for reading it, but you can fault you for keep talking about it. Go ahead.
We're not really, you're into experimenting on the object, but you're still out protecting in the way. I mean, I feel like that's a way of interpreting my, like, not interpreting my.
That what?
We were saying basically, like, Rashi said, like, you didn't protect, you didn't do a shmir on the object, because the only way you should do a shmir is burying it.
Right.
But you still have to, in a way, like a puzzle piece, that, like, you did protect it in a certain manner.
In other words, if there was only the danger of Geneva, let's say we lived in a world where under there's no such thing as a fire, right?
Yeah.
That would have been a good shmir.
Yeah.
That would have been a good shmir. Right.
Apparently, in this direction, there's only one way to really be sure.
There's only one ironclad way. There's only one certain way. But you're not chayav a certain. You're not chayav a certain shear. You're not chayav to swallow it and make sure nothing happens to it. That's not your chayav. Well, bearing it, keeping it on you is probably. You know, you're not chayav to. What?
No, you're not
like Shmira. The only way to completely lock a cow is to kill it. Right? But you're not saying that kind of a Shmira. But you say, what would make certain that nothing would happen to it? Shift it. Doesn't it say it won't hurt anybody? You want to make sure your cow won't gore anybody? Check it. But you're not going to have that kind of issue.
I have to do that one.
Yeah.
For the time being, is there any difference for us in the case of hiding the money in the hunt and letting the cow escape? Are they synonymous right now?
No, that's the problem. They're not synonymous. The problem is they're not synonymous.
Why not?
Because both the Baye and Rava say that it's different. Abaye says putting the money in the hut is better. Right? Abaye says putting the money in the hut is better than letting the cat go to the other house. Right? Because at least when you put the money in that little hut, in terms of Geneva, it's a good shmira, right? So in terms of what ultimately happened to it, it was a good shmira. But Abaye says, when you let it go into the swamp, it could be that the smell in the swamp killed it, and you let it go in the swamp. So your shmira is directly related to its death. And Rava says the opposite. Rava says, by the little hut. What did Rava say by the little hut? How do you understand Rashi? What? Saying over there, what? Let's read Rashi again. Awesome, Gabi Zuzi, im shomrom ki hil chosom.
Right.
Lo nignabu.
If
you would have been shomer them their best way, they wouldn't have gotten sold. If you would have buried them, they would not have gotten sold. But even though we say that if it was just in terms of Geneva, you wouldn't be chayav to do that kind of a shmira, right? That's where things start breaking down. But nonetheless, because you didn't do a good shmira, they did get sold. even though if I would ask you, would I have to do that shmir for the Geneva, you would say no. But there is a better shmir still.
You can't determine the Geneva.
In terms of the Geneva, it's a better shear than the ground. But your problem was that it's a shear in terms of fire. Somehow it's to combine those two things together.
Right,
you're
saying
that it affects
the
shear
on the
Geneva. Right. So in other words, let's put it this way. Let's put it simply. He's saying over there I can still say there was a better shear that I could have done that would have prevented it.
Right.
But by the cow, you cannot do a shmir for the malach hamavet. There's no shmir for the malach hamavet at all. So no matter how negligent I was, there is nothing I could have done to stop the malach hamavet. Whereas by the or the tikkuni d'urbani, the case over there, right?
Right.
I could have done something to prevent that geneva. I could have buried it. Yes. You're a shomer, you're definitely not supposed to shower. You're a shomer. You're a shomer. You're a shomer.
If you were told, I think this guy at all times, then you might be able to shower.
Yeah, but not when the guy, gives you a live cow and you return him in the
and he says, guy, he says, what happened to my cow? Oh, it's
get
stolen.
You told him to watch it. That's right. Yeah.
So that's
the problem. I'll just take one more piece. Very much like this. Umodi Abaye Dahai Hajalade Moro Mesa the Potter. And Abaye would agree that if it got loose to the Agam, came back and then died, your potter. My time is a Hajala. So since it returned and then it died at home, then Abaye would agree that he wouldn't say the smell from the Agam killed it.
What's the Havagana?
Good question. Umodi Rabba Kol Hecha Di Ignava Gonav Ba'agam Umesa Kedaka Be'ganav Bechayav. And Rabba agreed that if in the Agam it got stolen and then in the house of the Ganav died Kedaka Be'yachayav. My time the Ishavka Malach HaMavis the day said the ganva. Because even if the malach hamavas wanted to kill, he'd be chayv anyway. So you see, there's a lot of difficulties here. But let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush tries to, the Rush is a river. They try to clarify some of these factual problems that have grabbed a hold of some people, like an illness almost. So we'll try to remove that illness, okay? And maybe we'll be able to, understand these things, okay?